Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good afternoon from Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State back at home this afternoon to open MIAA play after wins on Wednesday night here at home to open conference play. Tonight, it's another newcomer to the conference, University of Nebraska-Kearney. Northwest Missouri State, the women facing them for the first time in MIAA play, the men facing them for the first time. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, it's interesting to see newcomers like this to start out the year, opportunities for the both Northwest basketball teams to start out with good conference records. Got it done on Wednesday, maybe a little bit more work for the men than they had anticipated, but both getting wins and getting off to a good start.
Well, as Coach McCollum said after the game, he just wanted to give the fans a little bit more for the money on Wednesday night. So, fortunately, Northwest on the men's side, they were able to take care of things early in that overtime, and that really forced Leonard Wood to come out and commit some fouls, and Northwest in that overtime knocked down some free throws to come up with a win. But a very good doubleheader sweep for Northwest to open up the conference season.
And for the Northwest Missouri State women, able to get a lead in the first half, another big second half, and they've really, that's kind of been the way it's gone this year. The first half has kind of been up and down, not as solid as they would like. They make the adjustments at halftime, come out, play very well in the second half.
And they made some very good adjustments against Lindenwood. Now, Lindenwood in the first half was packing things in. They're going with essentially a triangle and two type of defense and just daring a couple of Northwest outside shooters to take the shot. Northwest was able to get more inside play out of transition basketball in the second half and build up that lead. And really, once they got some momentum going, they never looked back, never let Lindenwood get back in the ballgame, and just a very strong finish to the game.
It'll be interesting to see how teams defense Northwest as the season goes on. You mentioned how they packed it in. The Cats come in tied, actually, with Lindenwood for third in the conference in three-point field goal percentage. You would have to think after a while defenses are going to have to respect that and then hopefully open up the inside game.
And I think one of the things that they'll find out is that Northwest has more than one or two players that can step out on the perimeter and knock down a three. And we're seeing Meredith Scott early on. They put some points on the board. Ashley Thayer obviously can hit the three-point shot, but she's going to be asked to play a little bit more of the point guard from here on out. So I think Northwest is in good shape as far as who do you guard? Maybe guard out on that perimeter, and when they step back out, then you've got some fine inside players to do some damage inside. So I think Northwest can do some good things offensively in the next month or two.
Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska-Kearney, our doubleheader this afternoon on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney, our doubleheader this afternoon along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest women's team coming in with a 6-2 record. They're 1-0 in conference play after Wednesday's start. And kind of interesting in this matchup, we mentioned Nebraska Kearney new to the MIAA. Well, for the coaching staff for Northwest, not necessarily new to Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, of course, with Mark Keller coming from Western State out of Colorado, he's had a chance to see Nebraska Kearney out of those Rocky Mountain games. And kind of interesting talking with the announcer for Nebraska Kearney. He said it's good to see Coach Kellogg, especially since they don't have to drive through a couple mountain passes to go see him when they go play. So travel much better for Nebraska Kearney. And from just talking to him, he's not really surprised at what he's seeing from Northwest with the way they're hustling after balls and things. He says it's really what he's seen out of Coach Kellogg teams through the years.
And now for Nebraska Kearney, granted their coaching staff's only been around for a few years, so maybe not necessarily the familiarity with Coach Kellogg and obviously Northwest, but one thing that's different for both the team and the coaches for Northwest is not having to play back-to-back games. They make those long trips in the RMAC, so they play Friday, Saturday, so there was time between games to kind of prepare for this matchup. So that's another interesting dynamic. It'll be interesting to see how the teams make that sort of adjustment.
They had to make that same type of adjustment at one point, and they really like the fact that there is a little bit of time between the games, and I think it won't be take long for Nebraska Kearney to make that type of adjustment to come in and play in the MIAA. And from out of here, they're really enjoying the transition from the two conferences.
Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney. When we come back on the pregame show, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1967 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Bill O'Reilly came to the Northwest campus from Southwest Iowa as a non-traditional 23-year-old student and says he worked full-time while taking classes in Maryville.
I got a job out at Sherman Lightning Rods, so I made lightning rods all the way through college. But I was married and have a small child, and I wanted to get out. You know, I needed to get out. So everything was focused on trying to get out, and my goal was 3 years.
After graduation, O'Reilly mounted a successful career as a coach, including a stop in Clarinda, Iowa, and later entered the business world. O'Reilly says the instructors at Northwest played an important role in his life.
I wouldn't have accomplished what I did without my degree, and it meant something when I put my resume on the table. John, I never officially, other than my first, I guess my two teaching jobs, I never applied for a job. They came looking, and I believe they came looking is because of what I was taught and the way in which we went about our business.
O'Reilly recently established a $50,000 endowment for a scholarship benefiting juniors or seniors with preference given to married students from Iowa. He says he feels it's important to give back to the university.
It's not what we accomplish so much, John. It's what we leave behind.
1967 Northwest Missouri State graduate Bill O'Reilly, who now resides in West Des Moines, Iowa.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to the pregame show before this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska Kearney. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, obviously, good win over the weekend, but it seemed like the first half for the team was better than some of the first halves that you had. Obviously, you had a lead at the half, but what did you feel about the way the team came out from the start on Saturday? Or Wednesday, excuse me.
Yeah, I thought our energy and effort was fine. The execution probably wasn't where we wanted it to be. We went in with a two-point lead. It was ugly. It was low scoring. But we have to learn to maybe relish and enjoy those types of games and not feel frustrated, which we did. We went into halftime. A lot of kids were frustrated. And like the Ashley Nelsons and Merities that had usually been getting open looks and shots, people aren't going to do that. And I tried to you know, tell them even after the game that, hey, the scouting report's now. They're just going to print off the stats, see who's scoring, who's shooting it well. Those two are leading us right now, so you're going to get the majority of the concentration or the focus from them. And you just got to learn to score in other ways, learn to help other people get open. We've got enough scorers that we can help each other out.
It seems like in games when you've been able to make adjustments at halftimes, come out, have good second halves, do you feel that as we get into the season when you have more film on teams that you're playing, things like that, that you may be able to have better starts just having more information?
Oh, I would think so. You know, I think maybe the second time around, too, once we play teams one time and then see them again, we may be able to adjust a little bit easier going into games. And it's still hard on film to see how athletic are people. And, you know, I didn't realize Roger State, when we went down there, they were much more athletic than what they look like on film. Lindenwood maybe wasn't as athletic as maybe even I thought they were going to be with their length that I thought might bother us a little bit more. You know, so yeah, I mean, as we get going, but as we learn more about ourselves and understand what we're supposed to do, it probably eases the starts a little bit also.
We've talked a little bit about how you've had several different players contribute. You've got four averaging double digits in scoring. Does that help when you see a situation like you did on Wednesday where they try to take somebody or a couple of players out that not somebody else can step up?
Yeah, no doubt, and I think the best teams have balance. We've always tried to pride ourselves on that and given up good shots, get other people great shots. We have multiple kids that score in multiple ways, so we need to make sure we take advantage of the inside and then the out and then vice versa and go outside in when the time permits. So if they're going to collapse and take away post players, we've got kids that can shoot it. If they want to deny us on the perimeter and try to take away some kids that normally get some good looks, well, then let's pound the ball inside or have those other kids that are open and they're not guarding knock down some shots.
What are some of the ways, because I know we've talked about how there's always ongoing things the team is working on. In games, when you're looking at it, it's easy for fans to say, well, they won, it must have been a good game. What are you trying to look at in determining, let's make sure we're getting better, not just this game, but for the rest of the season?
Yeah, well, several things right now. One is our, you know, 2-2-1 type presses, and then the transition from that into our zone. And we haven't been great, and we call it the scramble. We're not scrambling around and kind of getting to the right places. So the better teams are going to make us pay more than maybe what they've done to us in the past so far. They're not punishing us for probably those errors. So those are the kinds of things on the offensive end. It's when we get into sets or into our offense, are we going to the right places? Are we doing the right things that other people would never know? Defensive assignments that just the crowd would never know. I mean, one Timber had a good game a couple weeks ago, and then she was great offensively, and then we're sitting there moaning about her defensive effort, you know, and but she was just as equally good on the offensive end as she was poor on the defensive end. So it's a constant work in progress.
We talked with you on Wednesday about how it's a little bit different for you because you had back-to-back conference games Friday, Saturday in the RMAC. What's it like now getting an opportunity to have a couple of days between games and being able to really kind of prepare?
Yeah, still a little bit of a weird feeling. Even being here right now at noon, 12:30, doing this is a little odd. But no, it's been nice. I mean, it gives you time to kind of regroup from the last game and completely focus on this one. You play back to back, you don't have any time really at all to hardly enjoy anything because you're traveling and getting ready for the next one. So no, yeah, you've had 2 days to prepare instead of, you know, just an overnight. So yeah, I think, but that goes both ways. Obviously, whoever we're playing has that much time to prepare for us as well, and I don't know if that's good or bad yet. We'll start finding out as the year goes on.
And with Nebraska-Kearney today, what do you expect to see out of them?
Well, I mean, they're playing with some confidence now, and you could tell by even watching them play in Lincoln. As that game went on, they were growing and growing, and they were into it a little bit more, and they were making shots and feeding off of each other. So it's a team I'm familiar with now. We've tried to familiarize our players with that as best we can, and that's not necessarily the easiest thing, but we've played them, you know, obviously my 7 years at Fort Lewis, new coach the last 2 or 3 years. But, you know, some good personnel. They're working in some new ones, though. They had some really good players graduate, so they're working in a few young kids, too. I think half of their 10, five of their 10 are freshmen and sophomores also. So probably similar to us. It's, you know, teams that were picked in the bottom half of that preseason poll that are trying to make a statement here early.
All right, Coach, good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, Matt.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
A Northwest Missouri State December graduate who is being deployed by the U.S. Navy for service in Afghanistan was surprised with a special graduation ceremony. Bryce Webb of Winterset, Iowa, was set to graduate December 14th with a Bachelor of Science degree in Horticulture, a minor in Biology, but learned he was being called to duty before being able to take part in Northwest Missouri State's winter graduation. Northwest Commencement Coordinator Gina Bradley and university administrators organized the ceremony after learning of Webb's change of plans due to his naval deployment. Webb says remaining in the reserves while pursuing a degree was a priority for him.
I mean, when I joined up, I joined straight out of high school, and I did 5 years active duty, and I knew that I wanted to come out of active duty and stay in the reserves and keep my military clock running while I still went to school, because I had wanted to open my own business, and this was just a pathway of getting the knowledge that I needed to do that.
Webb says the early graduation ceremony came as a surprise to him.
I'm still in shock. I was telling them when I was putting the gown on, I would have dressed up a little bit more had I known this, and I thought that I was just coming here for a... I've been in contact with Gina, and just I thought I was coming in for a five-minute survey or something like that. And I wasn't even going to come in. She said, well, if you can make it, you can make it. If not, I said, well, how long is it going to take? 5 minutes? Okay, I'll make it in. I'll do the survey real fast, you know. But I'm still surprised.
Northwest Provost Dr. Doug Dunham says he was glad to take part in the ceremony.
I think it's what distinguishes Northwest as a special place, is that we really do want to make sure that we honor and congratulate the folks who work so hard to get to this achievement.
Webb embarks on a one-year deployment and says he hopes to one day open his own landscaping business.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at Bearcat Arena, looking at the starting lineups for today's matchup against University of Nebraska Kearney. First four of the Loafers with a 3-4 record overall, 1-0 in the MIAA. Ivy Jones is a 5'5 senior out of Vallejo, California. Laramie Lewis, a 5'9 freshman from Trenton, Nebraska. Reed Levings, a 5'9" junior from Cottage Grove, Oregon. Shelby Zimmerman is a 5'10" junior out of Beatrice, Nebraska, their leading scorer, averaging 12 points a game. Melissa Norman is a 6'2" sophomore from Elk Grove, California, their leading rebounder, pulling down 8 a game. For Northwest Missouri State, Timber Schekinger, a 5'10 freshman from Manila, Iowa. Ashley Nelson, a 5'9 sophomore out of Omaha. Monique Stevens is a 5'3" junior from Australia. Annie Matthews, a 5'10" sophomore from Plattsmouth, Nebraska. And Maggie Marnin, a 6'3" sophomore from Stewart, Iowa. There you have your starting lineups. Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska Kearney, our doubleheader this afternoon. We're back to get you ready for the tip of the women's matchup after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarylandGlassAndLock.com. A bull born and raised at the R.T. Wright Farm at Northwest Missouri State University won reserve grand champion at the American Royal Livestock Show November 4th in Kansas City. Northwest Department of Agricultural Sciences exhibited the bull along with a second bull, which won third place. The department also showed three heifers that placed second, third, and fifth in their classes. The bull won grand champion as a calf at last year's American Royal Livestock Show.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, just a couple of minutes away from the start of this afternoon's doubleheader with the women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska-Kearney. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. A little bit later on, the men's teams will be meeting up here at Bearcat Arena. And, John, a good start for the Bearcat men coming into action. Nebraska-Kearney with a loss opening MIAA play. So two teams kind of on different ends of the spectrum. Yeah, Northwest made it a little bit tougher than they wanted to Wednesday night, but the important thing is they came away with that win.
And that's what they've been able to do all season long, obviously coming in undefeated this afternoon, but they've been finding ways to win. A lot of the time they've been winning in a good fashion, but even a couple close games, they've been able to find a way to make the play they need to make to come up with a victory, and hopefully that will continue on. Yes, when you look at today's game, just can't afford to make any costly turnovers. They made a few of those late in the ball game. Wednesday night, they were able to recover from those and win in overtime, but you hate to see them make a habit of that.
And for Northwest, I guess the big thing is learning lessons like that in wins. Some teams have to learn those lessons with losses, and so that's the important part, I guess, about Wednesday night's game is get an early season lesson, but do so and still win the ball game.
Oh, no doubt about that. They can go back on tape. I know they have Thursday and yesterday, and just kind of point out some of the things that really made that a close game when it really didn't need to be a close game. So a good learning experience, but yet you still have the W on the board.
Both teams here in the women's matchup getting some final words from their head coaches. Nebraska-Kearney will be in the road blue and gold. Northwest in the home white uniforms as the five starters for Northwest. Heading out toward midcourt, Maggie Marnin will step into the center circle. Melissa Norman across from her. Marnin, the 6'3 sophomore. Norman, a 6'2 sophomore. We're just about set to go. Good crowd has turned out here this afternoon on a great afternoon for basketball as the tip will be controlled by Northwest. Going left to right, Monique Stevens will bring it across midcourt. Looking at a man-to-man defense out of the loafers to start this ball game. Looking at the high post, gets it there to Marnin. At the left elbow, tries to go into Schechinger, cutting down the lane, gets it to her to Matthews. Out left side, Nelson, a three on the way. Off the front of the rim, rebound, Schechinger underneath to Matthews. Shot off the glass, good for Annie Matthews.
Like that offensive set, we're seeing a lot of what Coach Kellogg's been preaching about. Passing up maybe a good shot for a great shot. They were able to move the ball around. They got a good look inside.
First possession of the game for Nebraska-Kearney. Northwest with a 2-0 lead. Bearcats in man-to-man as well. Out on the right side, Zimmerman brings it to the top of the key. Now on to the left wing, finds Lewis. To the top of the key for Levings. Levings will work it over to the right side. Zimmerman, the leading scorer for Nebraska-Kearney. Seven on the shot clock, out to the right side. Lewis now gets it to the elbow. A 15-footer on the way from Levings. Off the back of the rim, the rebound inside for Norman. She's their leading rebounder, pulling down eight a game. On to the right side, Lewis with it to the baseline. And the double team for Northwest as they were able to surround Shelby Zimmerman, get a held ball. Possession arrow will keep it at Nebraska-Kearney. A minute into it here at Bearcat Arena. The inbound will come on the sideline near the corner as Laramie Lewis steps out to trigger it in. Gets it out to the right wing for Zimmerman. Knocked away from her, and it goes out of bounds. A couple of Bearcats over there really wreaking some havoc as Timber Schechinger and Monique Stevens were there just as the basketball got there. And the Bearcats forced the turnover, leading it 2-0. Stevens across midcourt. Gets some space from Ivy Jones. Now over to the left side. Ball nearly taken away from Annie Matthews by Shelby Zimmerman, but it goes out of bounds, and Northwest will inbound on the far sideline. Out the top of the key extended. Now it comes in between the circles. Matthews, Marnin, over to the right wing, Stevens. Hooked in at Schechinger, cutting across the lane. Out top, Nelson, a three on the way. Got it! Ashley Nelson with the three-pointer. For Nelson, that's her team leading 20th three of the season. 5-0, Northwest on top, minute and a half into it. Now Nelson tips the ball loose. Stevens trying to come up with it. Goes to the floor after it. Reid Levings also gets a hold of it. Held ball, possession arrow, will give it to Northwest.
Really like the hustle Northwest has had on defense so far. They're really making it tough. They're getting in the passing lanes, going after loose balls such as that, and forcing a tie-up. And because of that, with the possession arrow, they get the ball back.
5-0, Northwest on top, 18-20 to play in the first half. Top of the key, Schechinger with it, works it over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson down to the baseline, gets it out left side. Monique Stevens takes the three. It's off the right side of the rim. The rebound inside for Reid Levings. Levings will bring it up the floor for the Loafers. She crosses midcourt, picked up by Schechinger, now between the circles, Zimmerman. Wanted to go to the left side, now on a backdoor cut. Lewis up with the shot, too strong. Rebound backside for Norman. She tries to go with a follow, knocked out of her hands. Picked up by Monique Stevens. Stevens goes to the ground and draws the foul. Melissa Norman will be called for the first foul of this game.
Well, Stevens been everywhere on defense right now.
2 minutes into it, the Bearcats up 5-0. Solid start, both offensively and defensively. Now some pressure in the backcourt from Ivy Jones. Stevens able to take the inbound pass. And we'll bring it up the floor against Jones. Between the circles with it. Gets a screen from Matthews. Expires the dribble. Now to the high post. Marnin to Matthews on a backdoor cut. And she hits the shot on the right side. Great look by Maggie Marnin. Matthews with four. It's a 7-0 lead for Northwest. Bounce pass to Norman. Right side. Jumper too strong. Matthews with a rebound. Outlet goes to Stevens. She stops right at midcourt, now gets it to Annie Matthews near the center circle. Matthews will dribble it over toward the right wing, get it to Schechinger. Schechinger starts a drive onto Matthews' left side, 10-footer on the way, good for Annie Matthews. 6 for Matthews, and the Bearcats out to a 9-0 lead. Nebraska Kearney with a timeout, 17-18 to play in the first half, and you can't go on the road and get down big early, and I think head coach for Nebraska Kearney, Kevin Chaney, thinking that same thing.
Yeah, I think a wise timeout on his part. And Northwest really coming out sharp here at the start, really picking up where they left off against Lindenwood on Wednesday night. We're seeing great movement away from the ball. Very few dribbles out of Northwest offense right now. Some crisp passes, and it's resulted in some excellent looks at the basket. And Northwest making them count out now to a 9-0 lead and forcing a lot of things on defense. And they're really keeping the Loafers out of what they want to do offensively. So a great start right now for Northwest.
7:18 on the clock here in the first half. Nebraska Kearney with a basketball coming out of the timeout as the inbound comes to Reid Levings. She'll give it up for Jones, who's pressured in the backcourt by Stevens. Now ahead to Levings on the left side. Back out to Jones between the circles. Bounce pass inside, kicked away. Marnin got a foot on it as they tried to get it into Melissa Norman. Sails out of bounds and an inbound coming on the baseline right for Nebraska Kearney. Stepping out to trigger it in will be Laramie Lewis. Lewis lobs it in for Jones on the right sideline. Has Ashley Nelson in front of her. Now to the top of the key, Zimmerman. She tries to go on the drive. Up with the layup on the left. Won't go. Rebound Norman. Her follow on the right. No good. Matthews this time out of there with the board for Northwest. Takes a couple of dribbles to get out of trouble and gets it over to Monique Stevens. Stevens with Lewis in front of her. Gets it to Matthews, top of the key. Onto the left side, Nelson. Fires it into Schechinger. Shot no good. But Timber Schechinger draws the foul and will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. First foul on Reid Levings. That's the second against Nebraska Kearney. And Schechinger steps to the line where she is 8 of 10 this season. Boy, we're seeing some nice, crisp passing out of Northwest.
Oh, that last pass was right on the money. There wasn't much of a margin of error at all. It was right where it needed to be, about waist high for Timber, able to pick her up and do a quick pivot move. Fouled as she went up with the shot and gets a chance to go to the free throw line.
Hits the first. The second one spins in as well. So Timber Schechinger with her first 2 points. It's an 11-0 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 16:43 to play in the first half. Jones across midcourt with it. Between the circles. Works it over to the left side. Has Stevens out in front of her. Still dribbling with it on the left wing. Well beyond the arc. Skips it across right side Lewis. Lewis back over to the left for Jones. She'll take a three from the wing. In and out. No good. Rebound by Lewis. The follow off the glass is good.
Laramie Lewis
with the first 2 points of the game for Nebraska Kearney. 11-2 lead for Northwest. Pass inside to Marnin. Knocked away. Goes out of bounds on the near side. And it will belong to Nebraska Kearney. As Marnin tried to get it back, she knocked it out toward the sideline. Jones will take the inbound with Monique Stevens right there defensively. Cats up 11-2. Long pass down court. Left side, Zimmerman. Cut off on the baseline. Her bounce pass to Norman goes right to Ashley Nelson. Outlet ahead to Stevens. Stevens will bring it up the floor. The fourth turnover already for Nebraska Kearney. Now top of the key, Nelson. Touch pass inside Matthews. Shot fake. Shot blocked away by Norman. Rebound Marnin. Zimmerman reaches in to get a held ball, and the possession arrow will give it to Nebraska Kearney.
Unfortunate that Northwest wasn't able to finish off that play, but again, Matt, some good passing, setting up some good looks inside.
11-2, Northwest Missouri State on top, 15-52 to play in the first half. Some pressure in the backcourt again from Northwest. Pass to midcourt, picked up by Lewis. Double team, gets rid of it to Zimmerman. Zimmerman goes on the drive, kicks it out to Norman on the baseline. To the wing for Jones. Jones wants to drive, spins into the lane, tries to get a pass underneath to Zimmerman, but throws it away as it sails by Zimmerman out of bounds on the baseline. That defense for Northwest looking as good early in the game that we have seen all year.
And it's a good help side defense, too. They're working together out there, getting into some nice double teams, and really frustrating Kearney.
Stevens with it to the top of the key for Matthews. Matthews on to the right side, try to go to Stevens. She's covered by Lewis. Now to Stevens on the wing. Pass inside to Martin. Tipped by Lewis, picked up by Jones. Jones with a one-on-two over to the left side. Now for Lewis. Lewis up with a shot. An offensive foul. Monique Stevens draws another charge for Northwest. She has done a great job of that early in the season. That's the first on Lewis.
Only at 5-3, but boy, she is just being a pest out there for Kearney. When Kearney tries to set up their offense, it seems like she's right in the middle of the action every time down the floor.
Stevens now brings it up the floor with Lewis right there defensively, trying to force Stevens to the left side of the floor. Stevens will bring it over to the right with the dribble on the wing. Out top of the key, Nelson. Nelson with one dribble to the right elbow for Matthews. Now out to the right side, Stevens. Stevens to the wing, top of the key, Nelson. Nelson to Marnin on the left wing. 8 on the shot clock for Schechinger. Schechinger up to the wing, skips it across right. Nelson. Nelson underneath Marnin. Marnin's shot blocked away by Norman. It goes out of bounds with 1 second on the shot clock. 14:46 to play in the first half, and we come to a timeout. 11-2, Northwest Missouri State's lead over Nebraska Kearney. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back out to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State head coach Mark Kellogg sticking with his starting five, and why not? They're playing as good as basketball as we have seen this year for Northwest.
Shooting 50% from the field and holding Kearney to just 1 of 7 on the defensive side.
Inbound for Northwest. They've only got 1 second on the shot clock. The inbound into Martin. Tip up, won't go, and the rebound for Nebraska Kearney. Jones, rather, brings it up the right side of the floor. Stops as she crosses the timeline. Works it on the right wing. Bounce pass between the circles for Zimmerman. Zimmerman then throws it away, trying to get it down low. And that's one thing that we have seen Nebraska Kearney have some trouble doing. Their passing has just been atrocious at the start of this game.
Yeah, a couple passes, not even close to anyone off their own team. And again, it's credit Northwest defensively, just kind of rattling the Lopers right now.
14:30 to play in the first half. Martin bobbles the pass on the left side, but picks it up now to Nelson. Nelson will dribble with it once, lob it down to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble, a hook shot inside, too strong, rebound tipped, and Norman will come out of there with it for Nebraska Kearney. Norman will give it up to Nicole Arp. Arp, a 5'6 junior out of Kearney, over to the left side to Lewis on the wing. Lewis holds it above her head, now into the corner for Arp. Arp gets a screen from Norman, can't go anywhere, out to Zimmerman. Zimmerman, their leading scorer, hasn't really had a shot at the bucket. A pass inside to Norman, a shot in and out and in. Melissa Norman with her first points of the ball game. 11-4, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 13:45 to play in the first half. Monique Stevens wants to go to Schechinger, gets it to her between the circles. Schechinger out to Nelson, the ball tipped away and taken away. Lewis is going to have an open layup the other way. Nebraska Kearney making a bit of a run here. Northwest scored the first 11 points. Nebraska Kearney has scored the last 6. Inbound comes to Nelson. Now to Monique Stevens, who nearly had it taken by Lewis. Now Stevens up with it across the timeline. Middle of the floor. Works it over to the left side for Schechinger. Beyond the arc, into the lane it goes for Nelson. Shot up and good as Ashley Nelson is knocked to the ground. 5 for Nelson, 13-6 Northwest Missouri State. Nebraska Kearney with it. Arp dribbling. Gets it out to Zimmerman between the circles. Over to the left wing. Lewis with it there. Out between the circles again. Sarah Hicks with it. Hicks will work it to Arp on the right wing. Down into the corner. Tried to get it to Zimmerman. Schechinger slides down. Gets the steal. Keeps from going out of bounds. Gets it to Martin, who will hand it for Stevens. And she'll bring it up the floor for Northwest. To the left corner, Nelson puts up a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Marnin. Follow off the glass after the spin. Good for Maggie Marnin. First two for Marnin, 15-6. Northwest Missouri State up with 12:30 to play in the first half. Arp across the timeline. Out to the center circle for Hicks. Down to the left baseline. Zimmerman shot blocked by Marnin. Rebound for Schechinger. Schechinger gets it to Stevens. She'll bring it up the right side of the floor. Crosses over. Gets through a couple of defenders down the left side of the lane. Now kicks it to Marnin. Marnin thought about the shot. Instead, down to Matthews on the block. Ball tipped loose. Out to Stevens' left side. Stevens over to Nelson near the corner. Nelson will bring it top of the key for Schechinger. Look for Nelson cutting through. Not there. Instead to Marnin now on the left side. 7 on the shot clock. Stevens over to the right for Nelson. Nelson tries to drive. It's tipped away. Stevens picks it up. Puts up the shot off the back of the rim. The rebound for Lewis for Nebraska Kearney. Long pass ahead. Running the floor, Sarah Hicks. The layup the other way. No good. She gets her own rebound. The follow won't go. And Annie Matthews comes out of there with the basketball, who is then fouled from behind. A little bit of frustration there for Sarah Hicks. A foul on Laramie Lewis will be her second, but two opportunities at point-blank range, no good. And that's just kind of the first half for Nebraska Kearney.
And that first one really should have been the one that went down. The second one, a little bit more of a degree of difficulty. But, boy, she's got to be upset with herself because she had an easy, easy look at the bucket.
Ashley Thayer, Merritt E. Scott, and Alexis Bay onto the floor for Northwest. Schechinger and Matthews stay on the floor for the Cats. Few substitutes for the Lopers as well. Thayer dribbles it over to the right wing, brings it top of the key. A 9-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Alexis Bay with it on the left side in front of Queen Ohamarar. Now she tips it away from Bay. Ball loose. Bay dives after it. We'll get another held ball call here. Northwest will keep possession. Reaching down to get the held ball was Sydney Mullings, a freshman out of Glendale, Arizona. Inbound will come to Thayer. There between the circles with 4 on the shot clock, goes on the drive, down the lane, bounce pass to Scott, and they will not get a shot off in time. So Nebraska Kearney will get the ball back, and Northwest has had a few times where they've run that shot clock down inside of 5.
And last couple possessions, a little too much dribbling early in this first half, a lot of crisp passing and very little dribbling out of their offensive sets, but we're seeing a little more dribbling standing around here the last couple possessions.
So Nebraska Kearney with it, Northwest up by 9, top of the key, a long 2 from Sarah Hicks is good. Her first points of the ball game, 15-8, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Thayer on the left side with it, brings it between the circles. Gets it to the right wing, Matthews with it there. Matthews over to the left side for Thayer. Started a drive, now backs up, dribbling with it on the left wing. Brings it out between the circles. Over to the left side for Bay. Bay looks in at Matthews cutting through, not there, to Scott, to the left elbow. Runner from there, off the right side of the rim. The rebound for Sarah Hicks for the Lopers. Nebraska Kearney brings it the other way. Hicks to the top of the key. Over to the left side for Arp. Back to Hicks. On to the right side it goes for Cindy Seaberger. Top of the key. Hicks on to the left, Arp. Bounce pass inside. Knocked away. Alexis Bay gets the steal for Northwest. Outlet goes to Thayer. Bearcats the other way. Thayer brings it to the left elbow. Spins. Nearly had it taken away. Gets it up to Bay. Nice pass underneath to Annie Matthews, who hits the shot. That's 8 for Matthews in this first half. Quickly the other way. Seaberger down the right side of the lane. Her pass taken away by Bay. 2 straight trips down the floor for Nebraska Kearney. Alexis Bay comes up with steals. And Northwest pushes it up the floor. Left side for Schechinger. Top of the key, Bay. Bay back over to Matthews on the left wing, just inside the arc. Now to Thayer, top of the key, right side. Schechinger takes a 3. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Matthews. A dribble inside. The follow, good. Annie Matthews with 10 points, matching her season average with 9:28 to play in the first half. Bearcats up by 11 for a second time in this game. Over to the right side. Arp with it for Nebraska Kearney. Gets it out near the center circle for Sarah Hicks. Guarded by Merritt E. Scott. Over to Arp, right wing. Back up to Hicks. Pass goes inside, tipped away by Schechinger, picked up by Matthews. Great defense being played by Northwest in this first half. Thayer to the top of the key for Matthews. Over to the left side, Schechinger. She's got it on the wing. Double team there into the corner for Thayer. Thayer with one dribble to Merritt E. Scott up top. Over to the right side for Matthews. Now to Schechinger. Schechinger with 10 on the shot clock. Tries to put the ball on the floor. And a reach-in foul will be called against Sarah Hicks. That'll be the first on Hicks. Fifth team foul against Nebraska Kearney. We come to another timeout. 8:50 to play in the first half. 19-8, Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Through the Hughes Family Foundation, the Hughes recently gave $100,000 to assist Northwest Talent Development Center and fund training for student staff. The Hughes gift will also help the TDC purchase furnishings and fund facility improvements that will enhance its collaborative learning environment. The TDC is housed on the second floor of the B.D. Owens Library and shares space with Northwest Writing Center, a unit sponsored by the Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages.
In the Christmas spirit here at Bearcat Arena, Bobby Bearcat dressed up as Santa Claus. It looks like Bobby's been partaking in a few too many cookies.
I think so.
In the early part of the holiday season.
Maybe call him Santa Bobby, I guess.
19-8, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. 8:50 to play in the first half. Northwest will be inbounding. Denise McEnany checked in during the break for Northwest. Maggie Marnin checked back in for the Cats as well. Merritt E. Scott with it at the top of the key. Over to McEnany. Now into the corner for Thayer. Thayer brings it up to the wing. Still dribbling with it at the top of the key. Over to the left side, McEnany. She'll work it over to the right. Thayer open. A three on the way. That's off the left side of the rim. The rebound for Melissa Norman for the Lopers. Outlet ahead to Ivy Jones. She'll work it over to Seaberger on the right side. A runner on the baseline, way too strong. Rebound on the backside. Nebraska Kearney. Zimmerman gets it out to Levings, and Levings will knock down the 17-footer. His first points for Reed Levings, and it's a 19-10 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 8:08 to play in the first half. Thayer brings it across midcourt. Works it over to the left side for Merritt E. Scott. Scott guarded by Seaberger to Marnin at the top of the key. Marnin over to the left, McEnany, thought about a three, now drives with it, picks up the dribble, gets it up top to Thayer. Over to the right side for Bay, skip across left, McEnany, shot fake, now to Scott, top of the key, six on the shot clock. Scott on the right side, goes on the drive, underneath, tries to get it to Marnin, tipped out, Bay gets the shot off, but not in time. A second shot clock violation for Northwest, and I don't think the shot clock violations are as much the Loper defense as it is Northwest being overly patient.
Yeah, I think so. They've been trying to work hard, get some good looks, and they've had several good looks right toward the end of the shot clock, so I think that's just part of their offense, but a couple times being caught, maybe taking a little bit too much time.
7.5 minutes to go in the first half. Nebraska Kearney with the basketball. Over to the right wing, it goes to Lewis. Now out top of the key, Jones on the drive, up with the runner, off the glass. It's good for Ivy Jones. First points for Jones, 19-12. Northwest with the lead. Quickly the other way. Merritt E. Scott spins. Shot on the left side. Good off the glass for Merritt E. Scott. First points for Scott. Back to a 9-point game. Northwest up. 7:07 to go in the first half. Jones between the circles right. Pressured by Thayer out near the center circle. Pass over to the right side. Now goes to the baseline. Zimmerman on the give and go. Gets it back to Reed Levings. And Levings misses the shot but draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Ashley Thayer called for her first. That's actually the first against Northwest with 6:57 to play in the first half. So Levings steps to the line. She's just one of two on the season, misses the first of her two attempts here. It's a 21-12 game. The Northwest Missouri State women on top. They scored the first 11 points of the game. Second free throw is good for Levings. 3 points for her, and it's a 21-13 lead. Full court pressure now from Nebraska Kearney. Long pass ahead to McEnany. She comes down with it, avoids a double team with the dribble, gets it to Thayer. Now Thayer will cross midcourt with the dribble. Between the circles, over to the right side, McEnany. Out to Bay at the free throw line. Fabe will try to drive down the left side of the lane against Zimmerman. Now into Marnin. Marnin with the 10-footer, and that one bounces around and goes for Maggie Marnin. 4 points for Marnin. 10-point Bearcat lead. Long pass ahead to Laramie Lewis, right side. Gets it out to Ivy Jones. She didn't have numbers. Now back over to Lewis. The baseline for Norman. She's double-teamed right away. Takes a dribble. Tries to go to Lewis. Tipped away by Bay. Picked up by Marnin. A lot of times we have seen Northwest just get their hands on the basketball, especially when Nebraska Kearney tries to get the ball inside. Now Thayer with it between the circles. Over to Scott on the left wing. Up to the top of the key for Marnin. Inside Thayer. Now to Bay. Bay up with the shot. Won't get it to go. And on the rebound, Nebraska Kearney out of there with it as Shelby Zimmerman gets the board. Gives it up for Jones. She pushes it up the floor, down the lane. Shot blocked by Marnin, but a foul will send Ivy Jones to the free throw line. That will be the first on Maggie Marnin. Second team foul, but both Bearcat fouls have resulted in free throws for Nebraska Kearney. Ivy Jones at the line, where she is 12 of 14 this season. She'll get two opportunities here. The first one off the right side of the rim. Ashley Nelson back in for Northwest. Denise McEnany will go to the sideline. For Nebraska Kearney, Danielle Kirsten, a sophomore out of Springtown, Texas, will check into the lineup. Also back on the floor for the Lopers is Sarah Hicks. Second free throw is off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped out. Ashley Thayer will come up with it for Northwest. Cats also doing a decent job rebounding as the ball goes to the free throw line. Marnin into the left corner for Thayer. Now onto the wing for Scott. Top of the key, Marnin into Bay. Bay out top. For Nelson, the left side there. Back to Bay. Top of the key, she's got it. Eight on the shot clock. Left side, Scott open. A three on the way. Off the back of the rim. Rebound for Ashley Thayer. Thayer goes up with the follow, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Ashley Thayer. Ivy Jones going to the floor. That'll be the second on Thayer. Third team foul. Nebraska Kearney will get it back as Monique Stevens will check back into the lineup for Northwest. Stevens takes the place up there. It's pressure in the backcourt from the Cats. Ivy Jones with a pass ahead to Lewis. Now over to the left side. Hicks across midcourt. Gets it back to Jones. Jones guarded by Meredith Scott between the circles. Just over 5 minutes to play in the first half. Jones on the drive. Bounce pass taken away. More help side defense as Ashley Nelson gets the steal. Gets it ahead to Meredith Scott. And she's called for the travel even though she didn't have the basketball. The ball kind of hit the back of Zimmerman, and Meredith Scott left her hands off of the ball knowing that she probably would get called for a violation and got called for it anyway.
Something didn't look right, so you had to call something there, I guess.
Jones between the circles with it, over to the left side for Hicks. Back to Jones. Jones will work it onto the right side for Lewis. Lewis down to the baseline, taken by Kirsten. She gets it out to Jones on the sideline. 10 on the shot clock. Jones kick out left side. Lewis tried the three. Bay blocks it away and gets the rebound. Over to Stevens. Stevens across the timeline with it. Now between the circles. Guarded by Lewis. Into Meredith Scott. Cutting to the free throw line to Stevens in the corner. Nelson takes a three. Got it. Nothing but net. Ashley Nelson with her second three of the game. 8 points for Nelson and a timeout for Nebraska Kearney as Northwest Missouri State extends their lead to their biggest lead of this first half, 26-13 over Nebraska Kearney with 4:24 to play in the first half. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Nebraska Kearney with the basketball following the timeout. Sarah Hicks with it on the left side. Goes up with a jumper from 17. It won't go. Rebound for Meredith Scott on the baseline. Scott will get the bounce pass ahead to Monique Stevens. Stevens to Bay, alone underneath. Shot won't go. Rebound Marnin. The follow off the glass. Good for Maggie Marnin. 6 points for Maggie Marnin, 28-13. Northwest Missouri State on top. Nebraska Kearney with a basketball. Ball knocked away from Ivy Jones. Jones now tries to go on the drive after picking up the loose ball. Zimmerman into Kirsten. Kirsten has it knocked away from behind, but a foul on Ashley Nelson. We'll send her to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul on Nelson is her first. Fourth team foul against Northwest, and three out of the four fouls against the Cats in this first half have resulted or will result in free throws for Nebraska Kearney as we come to another timeout with 3:31 to play in the first half, 28-13. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 28-13, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the University of Nebraska Kearney. Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Start of a doubleheader this afternoon in the MIAA. The Northwest Missouri State men will face Nebraska Kearney a little bit later on this afternoon after the completion of this UNK Northwest women's game. For the Northwest women, they scored the first 11 points of the game, have held the lead from the start. Their 28-13 lead they enjoy right now is their biggest lead of the half.
And I think it's probably the best start of a game that they've had this season, as they've really kept it up from the opening tip to this point in the first half. And hopefully we'll be able to see a 40-minute game out of Northwest the way they've been playing here. And that, I think that'll be a very important step in the maturation process of this young team.
Danielle Karsten at the free throw line after the timeout hit the first of two attempts. Her second one is on the way, and that one rattles out. The rebound for Maggie Marnin. Northwest has forced 13 turnovers, 10 of those with steals in this first half. Over to the right side, Monique Stevens picks up the dribble on the wing, top of the key for Scott. Scott looks in at Marnin, the ball knocked away and taken away. Shelby Zimmerman with the steal for the Lopers. Scott then gets the ball back at midcourt, but knocked down. The ball knocked away, and Arp comes up with it. Over to the right side, Lewis with a three off the back of the rim. Marnin with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up for Stevens, who will call out the offense from the center circle. Over to the right side for Scott on the wing. Scott will put it on the floor once. Over to Stevens' left side. Top of the key for Bay. On to the left wing, Nelson. Nelson will put it on the floor. Skip it across right side for Stevens. Stevens drive down to the baseline. Bumped by Nicole Arp. That'll be the first on Arp. Sixth team foul. So Northwest will inbound baseline right. 2:44 to play in the first half. Timber Schechinger into the lineup for Northwest. Meredy Scott will go to the sideline. And an inbound coming on the baseline right. Queen O'Hamara checks in for Nebraska Kearney as well as the inbound pass comes to Nelson, who quickly hits a 10-footer from the right side. 10 points for Nelson, and it's a 30-14 lead for Northwest. Zimmerman with it on the baseline left. Skips it out to the right side. Hicks bobbled the low pass. Now we'll put it on the floor. Give it up for Art. She's between the circles. Dribbles to the top of the key. Over to the right side for Hicks. O'Hamara down to the baseline. Up with the runner. That's too strong. Rebound. Zimmerman blocked away by Bay. Lewis comes up with it. Hits the shot and draws the foul. Laramie Lewis will have a three-point play opportunity for Nebraska Kearney. Foul goes on Monique Stevens. That's the first on Stevens. Annie Matthews will check back in for Northwest. Alexis Bay will come to the sideline for Coach Mark Kellogg. And Lewis with 6 points, a chance to make it seven. She's 5 of 8 at the free throw line this season. Her first attempt today, nothing but net. So 7 points now for Laramie Lewis. 30-17, the Northwest women with the lead. Monique Stevens will bring it across midcourt with 2:09 to go in the first half. Onto the right side for Nelson. She's got it on the wing, skips it over to Stevens. Into the corner for Schechinger. Brings it up to the wing, now to Stevens, top of the key. Stevens gets a pick from Marnin, backs up, thought about the long shot, instead to Marnin at the free throw line. Out to Stevens, or excuse me, Nelson. Nelson with it. Look right for Stevens. Dribbles over to the left side. Five on the shot clock. She'll put up a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound Matthews. 15-foot follow. Good for Annie Matthews. 12 for Matthews in this first half. 1:40 to play in the half. Lewis on the right wing. Lobs it underneath to O'Hamara. O'Hamara spinning now. Double team. Her pass tipped. Monique Stevens will come down with it for Northwest. She's across midcourt. Now between the circles. Dribbles with it at the top of the key, works it over to the right side. 11 steals in this half for the Northwest women. Pass down low, tipped out of bounds by Laramie Lewis. So the Bearcats will inbound baseline right, 1:21 to play in the first half. Inbound will come from Monique Stevens. Reed Levings will check back in for Nebraska Kearney. Lewis goes to the sideline. The inbound from Stevens, right side, Schechinger steps back, takes a three, it's off the left side of the rim. Marnin trying to tip the rebound to herself, instead will be called for the foul. That'll be the second on Maggie Marnin, 16th foul, and Alexis Bay will get in the lineup. They don't want to see Marnin pick up her third late in the half here with 1:17 to play in the first.
Against Lindenwood, she picked up two early fouls and had to set a lot of the first half, but came back and put together a very good second half.
Long pass ahead to Nicole Arp. She drives into the paint. Jump stop. Double team. Kick out left side Hicks. Top of the key for Zimmerman. Tried to drive on the right side. Now backs it out. Brings it to Hicks between the circles. Hicks down low for Zimmerman. Underneath to O'Hamara. It's tipped out of bounds by Annie Matthews. So an inbound coming from Nebraska Kearney on the baseline left. 1:01 to play in the half. Hicks will inbound it for the Lopers. Underneath, the ball knocked away from Arp, and then held ball as Monique Stevens gets a hold of it, along with Nicole Arp. It was Timber Schechinger who got a hand on the inbound pass. Possession arrow will give it to Nebraska Kearney. Now just under a minute to play in the half. The inbound comes on the baseline right this time. Hicks gets it into Zimmerman, squeezes through a double team, misses the shot. Rebound for Schechinger. Gets the outlet for Stevens. She's across midcourt with it to the right side for Schechinger. Picks up the dribble on the wing. Top of the key for Matthews. On to the left for Nelson. Nelson fires it underneath to Schechinger, who hits the shot on the left side. Timber Schechinger with 4 points. 34-17, Northwest Missouri State. It's their biggest lead of the ball game with 36 seconds to play in the first half. Over to the left side on the wing, Levings. South to Arp. Now to the right side, Hicks. Zimmerman on the baseline. Into O'Hamara. Underneath, cutting across the lane is Sarah Hicks. Hits the reverse layup. 4 points for Hicks. And it's a 34-19 lead for Northwest as the Bearcats will take a timeout here with 21 seconds to play in the half. Coach Kellogg had not taken a timeout, so it's a use-it-or-lose-it situation. And with them having the basketball, an opportunity to set up something to try to finish the half off strong, although it's been a pretty solid 20 minutes of basketball.
Yeah, I think it's been a strong half for them. And the thing I really like about the way they're running their offense, just a lot of movement away from the ball, very few wasted dribbles, and they're getting good looks at the basket. And if the shot's not falling, they've got players that are following up for rebounds, just offensively as sharp as I think we've seen them all season long. And then on the defensive side, there have been very few passes that the Lopers have made inside that have gone uncontested. Northwest getting just a hand on the ball and knocking it loose sometimes and just really being a pain for the Lopers as they try to run their offense.
So Northwest will inbound the basketball. Stevens will take it in the backcourt. 20 seconds to work with. Here at the tail end of the first half. Northwest up 34-19. Across midcourt comes Monique Stevens. Stevens looking at the clock as she works it left for Nelson. 10 to play in the half. Over to the right. Stevens with it on the wing. Looks back to Nelson. Gets it to her. She goes on the drive with 4 on the clock. Up with a runner. No good. Rebound for O'Hamara. Gets it to Art. Art will throw off the wild shot at the tail end of the first half. And head coach Kellogg not real happy that there was no foul call there on that shot by Ashley Nelson, who was knocked to the floor when she took that shot on the left side. He's probably not going to change the officials' minds, but still a strong first half for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. They lead the University of Nebraska Kearney 34-19 here at the half. We'll be back with more from Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, we are at the half. The Northwest Missouri State women with a 34-19 lead over Nebraska Kearney. And, John, I know we've made the point that Northwest probably having the best first half of basketball so far this year. And I think a big reason for that is it seems like all facets of the game seem to be clicking right now.
Oh, definitely. We talked about their offense just a moment ago, how well they're running that. But defensively, I think really kind of set the tone early. They were able to force some early turnovers and get those into points at the other end. And they really never let up. That's one of the things that you kind of fear at times is when you jump out and play that impressive early that there's a possibility at some point you'll let up. Now, we got 20 more minutes where that could happen, but boy, they just seem very intense. We haven't seen much let up from the starters to the reserves that have been getting into the ball game. They've all contributed, and I don't think you could ask for a much better half out of the Bearcats, and we'll just hope that they can continue that on for 20 more minutes.
Well, I really think the most encouraging part, too, is on the defensive end. I mean, we've seen some good offense out of them, but the defensive end seems to be real encouraging today.
Yeah, getting a lot of help side and double teams and frustrating Kearney, where I don't think they've really had an opportunity to run as much of their offense as they would like, forcing a lot of turnovers. You mentioned earlier about the number of steals that they've had out of the first half, and what's impressive is they're turning those into points as well, 11 points off of those turnovers in the first half. So they're getting the turnover and then doing something worth it when they get the ball on offense.
Nebraska Kearney and Northwest Missouri State, the Northwest women with a 34-19 lead at the half. The men's game coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. And when we come back, we'll talk with Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant, about that matchup. We do it in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 34-19, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. As we mentioned, the men's game coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer joining us. And Austin, I know it was a little bit more work on Wednesday than you guys had hoped, especially the way that second half really started to look. And as discouraging as the end of regulation was, I'm sure, for you guys, I'm sure it was nice to see them overcome that and play pretty strong in the overtime.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we talked, you know, both ends of it. Number one, you know, you get a lead like that, you want to be able to hang on and keep playing all the way till the end. And we let up a little bit. We let them get back into it. We turned it over. And you know, some of it was just really simple pass and catch things that we didn't execute. and, you know, allowed them to come back, tie it, to go to overtime. But, the other side of it is, they had all the momentum, and we came and we guarded them in overtime, and I don't think they scored the first 4 minutes of overtime. And I think it showed a lot about our guys being able to kind of turn the tide on that and get back and, get things going again in our favor.
I know it's always good to learn early season lessons when you're getting wins. Was there a lot that you guys were able to take out of the second part of that second half and pass on to the guys?
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, it's you want to learn from wins and not from losses. So it could have easily gone the other way. But, the second half, just some shot selection things, defensively missing some assignments that we were, more locked in on early in the game. We got to just sustain that focus for the entire 40 minutes. But I think we'll learn from it. And we've really, coaches challenged them today to let's put a 40-minute game together. But let's really concentrate on, 5-minute segments. Play 5 minutes and move on to the next 5 minutes and kind of break that 40 minutes down into segments.
You guys were able to get out to an 18-point lead at one point in that game. What was the team doing well to be able to build up that lead?
Well, defensively, we were really good defensively, and we were taking pretty good care of it early on in the game when we were scoring. Obviously, we hit some shots too, but I think just kind of playing unselfish and running the offense and making the simple plays, the same things we didn't do late in the game.
Another newcomer to the MIAA here this afternoon, Nebraska Kearney. What do you guys anticipate out of them?
Well, they're really good at, we told our team there's three ways that we really feel like they score, and that is off other teams' turnovers, off offensive rebounds, and off middle drives, getting into the gut and creating for others. So we really stress if we take care of the ball, we block out, do our assignments on the defensive boards, and just guard the ball and don't allow them to get that penetration in the gut, and we'll have a chance to win this game. And I think Henderson, their point guard, is their leading scorer and probably their best player, and then their big guy inside is very talented as well. So they have the pieces. It's just got to be a team effort, guarding and on the glass tonight.
Talk about your point guard spot. Obviously, that's an important spot for you guys because you are without Deshaun Cooper. How do you feel that position has come along so far?
I think good right now. Obviously, we got to keep getting better there, but Matt Wallace has done a great job, especially defensively. We can put him on the other team's best player a lot of times, and he's really good at getting through screens. We can put him on shooters. They always say good players don't get screened. He just finds a way to get through it and not get screened, and that's what you got to have. And I think from an offensive standpoint, he's done, for the most part, a good job of taking care of it. He finds guys when they're open. I think he's kind of elevated D'Angelo and Sully this season, getting them the ball in their spots where they want it. And I think he's done a great job. Obviously, we need to, keep getting better at that position. And Connor's coming in off the bench and giving us some minutes right now. He's just got to get, he's got to get more consistent, be a little bit more assertive. But obviously he's a freshman, and that's part of it too. But he's getting better, and he'll see some time today, and just got to keep improving.
You mentioned the screens. I was thinking about this the other night, and maybe it's just me. Maybe you can correct me, but it seems like especially ball screens aren't as much of an art as they used to be. It used to be, those things used to be so effective because it's not just the guy setting the screen, but it's the dribbler trying to get close to that screen, not leaving space. It doesn't seem like it's as much of an art form as it used to be.
Yeah, I think a lot of reason is because you see it so much that teams have adjusted to guarding it a lot more. And we with our ball screen offense, we guard it every day in practice too. So that's the one good thing is I feel like we're pretty good defensively on it. But like you said, the game has changed so much where it seems like everybody's running them that they're almost not as effective just because teams are learning how to guard them. Usually we tell our guard to get over the top of the screen, big get out and hedge, and then the thing about ball screens is it's just not the guy guarding the ball screen or the guy guarding the ball. It's everybody else around helping on screen and roll, screen and pop, rotating. So there's a lot of other things that go into defending it. But like I said, I just think it's kind of where the game's at now. We see it so much.
All right, Austin, go get one today.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. They'll take on Nebraska Kearney later this afternoon here at Bearcat Arena. 34-19, the Northwest women's lead here at the half. We're back to look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.com. Northwest Missouri State University's Student Employment and Career Pathing Programs, which have been internationally benchmarked, are now highlighted by the U.S. Department of Education among promising and practical strategies to increase post-secondary success. The index features strategies and programs used at more than 70 colleges, universities, and organizations. Northwest is the only Missouri representative on the USDE's listing.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 34-19, the Northwest Missouri State women's lead. As we look at some of the numbers from the first half, a couple of Bearcats in double-digit scoring already with 10 points apiece. Annie Matthews and Ashley Nelson. Matthews came in averaging 10 points a game. Ashley Nelson coming in averaging 11. Matthews also with 5 rebounds for the Cats. A couple of steals for Ashley Nelson as well. 6 points apiece from Maggie Marnin and Timber Schechinger. Marnin with 4 first half rebounds. Schechinger with 3 assists in the first half for the Cats. Also in the first half, 2 points off the bench for Merity Scott. On the other side for Nebraska Kearney, leading the way for them in scoring with 7 points was Laramie Lewis. Lewis 1-of-1 at the free throw line. She had 4 rebounds as well. 4 points off the bench for Sarah Hicks. Also 3 points in the first half for Reed Levings. She was 1-of-2 from the field and 1-of-2 at the free throw line. A couple of points apiece for Melissa Norman and Ivy Jones. And a point for Danielle Kirsten going 1-of-2 at the free throw line in the first half. Team numbers, Northwest shooting 45% from the field, 15 of 33, 8 of 24 shooting for Nebraska Kearney. Not many three-pointers going down for either team in the first half. The Bearcats were 2 of 11, this despite coming in tied for third in the MIAA in three-point field goal percentage as a team. They do take the most three-pointers in the league so far this year, but 2 of 11 in the first half. Nebraska Kearney did not have a three-pointer in the first half as they finished 0 of 3 outside the arc. The Bearcats 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Those attempts coming from Timber Schechinger. 3 of 7 shooting at the free throw line for Nebraska Kearney. Nebraska Kearney out rebounding Northwest 19 to 17, but the Bearcats forced 14 turnovers, 11 steals in the first half for the Northwest Missouri State women. The Bearcats only turning it over 7 times themselves in this first half. So it all adds up to a 34-19 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over the University of Nebraska Kearney. We'll take a timeout, come back and get you ready for the second half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back to Bearcat Arena, just a couple of minutes away from the start of the second half of the women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney. Both Bearcat teams will have a little bit of time off next week. The Northwest men have a trip to Hawaii next weekend where they'll play St. Edward's and Harding University. That'll take place next Saturday and Sunday down in Oahu. And then for the Northwest women, a week from Monday will be their next action as they take on Midland Lutheran here at home. Of course, you'll hear all of that action along the Bearcat Radio Network, but some time off from now until the next games for both Bearcat teams. A few more miles for the Bearcat men to travel for their matchup, but again, this afternoon, you can play all out knowing that you'll have a little bit of time to rest the legs and a little bit of time to work on some things. Starting off conference play here this week, hopefully 2-0 for both Bearcat teams. For the Northwest Missouri State women, they'll go back to their starting lineup to start this second half. Timber Schechinger, Ashley Nelson, Monique Stevens, Annie Matthews, and Maggie Marnin. Same on the other side for Nebraska Kearney, Ivy Jones, Laramie Lewis, Reed Levings, Shelby Zimmerman, and Melissa Norman. Northwest out on the court, ready for the start of the second half. They'll have the ball at the beginning of this half as Nebraska Kearney now heads out to the court. Again, the Bearcat women scored the first 11 points of this ball game. Their biggest lead in the first half was 17, which they had very late in the half. Monique Stevens brings it up the floor for Northwest, working right to left, over to Nelson on the right wing. Nelson gets it to Schechinger in the corner. Schechinger brings it up to the wing, now to the top of the key. Over to the baseline right for Marnin. Touch pass out to Schechinger on the right wing. Now to Marnin. Marnin skips it across left. Nelson drive along the baseline. Up with the runner. It's off the front of the rim. Norman with the rebound for Nebraska Kearney. Now it goes to Jones. She's across midcourt with it. Over to the right side in the corner. Gets it for Levings. Levings to the free throw line. Norman shot fake. Drive down the lane. Up with a shot blocked away by Marnin. Goes out of bounds off of Norman. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. Northwest has done a pretty good job with blocking shots today as well. We have seen several out of the Cats so far to start this ball game. 19-19 to play, and a pass over to the left side for Annie Matthews. Matthews looks inside at Marnin, gets it to her out top. Stevens takes a three. It's off the left side of the rim. Rebound knocked away from Norman by Matthews. Schechinger picks it up, kicks a pass out that's tipped by Lewis, and Ivy Jones will come out of there with it. A two-on-two opportunity. Jones fakes the pass, goes up with a shot, and a block going to be called. Monique Stevens tried to take the charge. Coach Kellogg cannot believe that they didn't call the charge. It's going to be the second on Stevens, and it's also going to be a three-point play opportunity as Ivy Jones hit the shot inside and will go to the free throw line to shoot one. Minute gone by in the second half. The free throw good for Jones. 5 points in the ball game for her, and it's a 34-22 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Bearcats with the basketball. Stevens out to the left side for Schechinger. Now to the top of the key, Nelson. Goes on the drive into the lane. Over to Matthews. Bobbled the pass. Saves it inbounds. Picked up by Nelson, who tips it to Schechinger. Top of the key for Stevens. Stevens to Schechinger. Open. A three on the way. Off the right side of the rim. Over the backboard. And out of bounds. So Nebraska Kearney will get it back with 18:38 to play. Full court pressure from Northwest. The inbound comes up to Levings. Now back to Jones. And Jones will bring it up against Nelson. Long pass down court for Lewis. Left side. Tries a drive. Cut off. Gets it out to Jones. Jones back over to Lewis on the left wing. Now to the baseline it goes. Zimmerman, a runner inside off the back of the rim for Lewis. Rebound Norman. Her follow won't go. Annie Matthews out of there with it for Northwest. Gets it for Stevens. On to the left side, Nelson. Down to the baseline she goes. Shot blocked away. The loose ball chased down by Annie Matthews. And grabbing Matthews' jersey, Reed Levings will be called for the foul. That'll be her second. Team's first. And it will be Northwest basketball in front of the scorer's table. As the inbound comes to Monique Stevens between the circles. Stevens working against Laramie Lewis. On to Matthews. Now to the right wing for Nelson. Nelson with one dribble, scripts it over to Stevens' left side. She drives into the paint, bumped as she throws a pass top of the key. Nelson on the drive, knocked away from behind. Lewis will pick it up for the Lopers. Cross midcourt, right side in the fast break. Down the lane she goes, up with the runner, no good. Rebound for Matthews, knocked away by Lewis. Picked up by Schechinger. Schechinger then tried to throw it off of Norman as she was falling. And Norman takes the ball, hits the shot, and draws the foul. So no shot, actually. It did not go down. So it's going to be two free throw opportunities for Norman after a timeout for Northwest. 17:46 to play, 34-22. Northwest Missouri State leading Nebraska Kearney. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 34-22, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney, 17:46 to play. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
From
Melissa Norman at the free throw line to shoot two for Nebraska Kearney coming out of the break. First of her two free throws goes. 3 points in the ball game for Norman. She averages 8 points a game for Nebraska Kearney. The second free throw for Norman is up, and that one is good. So she hits both. Now with 4 points, it's a 34-24 game. Northwest Missouri State facing full court pressure. Nelson with it to Stevens, middle of the floor, across the timeline. Schechinger on the left wing. Out to Stevens, now over to Nelson on the right. Nope, does not go to Nelson. We'll back it out with the dribble instead. Over to the left side for Marnin. Marnin to Nelson, top of the key, inside Matthews. Matthews with a dribble and a shot off the glass. It's good for Annie Matthews. 14 for Matthews, 36-24, Northwest Missouri State on top. Nebraska Kearney with it. Jones gets it middle of the floor for Zimmerman. Back to Jones. Now Jones with it on the right side, goes over to the left. Northwest in a 2-3 zone here early on in the second half. Into the left corner, now to the baseline for Zimmerman. Double team, gets through it, gets a pass out to Jones. Jones tries to drive up with the runner in the lane, off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped away from Norman. Stevens lobs it, saving it inbounds. Marnin comes down with it. Gets it back to Stevens. With 17 minutes to play, Monique Stevens brings it across midcourt. Northwest up by 12. Stevens to Marnin. Marnin to Schechinger cutting across the lane. Reverse layup, but a foul on the floor before the shot. So Northwest will be inbounding. The foul on Melissa Norman is her second. It's a second team foul. Both teams have been called for two in this second half. And Stevens inbound to Marnin. Left block shot is good for Maggie Marnin. 8 for Marnin. And now we've got a foul on the inbound, an offensive foul. Ivy Jones with the push, trying to get open. That'll be the first on her, and that will give the ball right back to Northwest with 16:45 to go. Stevens inbounding on the baseline left. Lobs it out to Nelson, left wing. Nelson with a dribble, pass into Matthews, tip. Matthews comes down with it, her shot, though, blocked away. Jones comes up with the loose ball, brings it ahead, trying to go to Zimmerman, does, down the left side of the lane. Zimmerman's shot knocked away, but a foul will send Zimmerman to the free throw line. Ashley Nelson tried to take the charge inside for Northwest, didn't get the call. The foul on Maggie Marnin is her third, 13 foul, and two opportunities for Shelby Zimmerman for Nebraska Kearney. Zimmerman leads the team, averaging 12 points a game, has not scored this afternoon. Her first free throw here is off the back of the rim. She's now 11 of 18 at the free throw line on the season. We'll get a second opportunity with 16:33 to go. The second free throw for Zimmerman, also off the back of the rim. Schechinger comes down with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up for Stevens. She calls out the offense from the backcourt. Now between the circles with it, works it over to the right side on the wing. Lob pass inside for Marnin. Marnin with the dribble. Goes over to the left for Nelson. Nelson looked into the corner for Schechinger. Not there. Over to Stevens on the right side. Stevens on the wing. Gets it into the corner. Schechinger. Lob inside to Marnin. Marnin with a shot off the glass. No. Rebound Matthews. Matthews with the follow on the left. It won't go. Then tried to tip the rebound to herself, but gets called going over the back of Laramie Lewis. So that will be the first on Annie Matthews. Fourth team foul. And it'll be Nebraska Kearney basketball. Meredith Scott back into the game, taking the place of Maggie Marnin. So Coach Kellogg electing to go with a smaller lineup here with 16:03 to play and a 38-24 lead for Northwest. Jones will bring it up the floor with Monique Stevens backpedaling in front of her. Now across the timeline, right, dribbles behind her back with it middle of the floor. Over to the right side on the wing, Levings, top of the key, Jones. No-look pass inside Zimmerman. Down the right side of the lane she goes. Now with a nice look into Norman, and Melissa Norman hits the shot. That's 6 for Norman, and it's a 38-26 game. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the basketball. Stevens on the left side, down the lane, spins, gets it to Matthews. Free throw line jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound taken away from Schechinger, now knocked loose. Jones goes to the floor after it, able to get it to Norman. Ahead to Lewis. One-on-two opportunity. Lewis with a 15-footer. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound knocked away from Stevens, but a foul on Reed Levings. Well, give Northwest Missouri State the basketball. That'll be the third on Levings. Fourth team foul against Nebraska Kearney. And Ashley Thayer checks into the Bearcat lineup as Monique Stevens will get a breather for Coach Kellogg. 15:22 to play, 38-26, Northwest Missouri State's lead. Thayer brings it up the floor. Picked up as she crosses the timeline by Lewis. Over to the high post left for Matthews. On to the right, Thayer with a shot fake. Now top of the key, Nelson. Into the left corner, Scott puts up a three from there, and it's good for Merritt E. Scott. First three-pointer of the game for Scott, 5 points for her. And it's a 41-26 lead for Northwest. A pass inside to Norman goes by her, but chased down by Reed Levings. Nebraska Kearney with a basketball, down by 15. 14:50 to go. Pass down low, left side. It goes to Zimmerman, who loses it out of bounds. And it'll go back to Northwest Missouri State. 14:46 to play, 41-26. The Northwest women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Four high school student athletes have announced their intentions during the early signing period to join the Northwest Missouri State softball team. Paige Oreg of Norfolk, Nebraska, Cassidy Lee of Kearney, Missouri, Bailey Scarborough of Maryville, and Tori Blythe of Maysville, Missouri. Oreg is a three-time All-State selection in Nebraska. Lee is a three-time All-Conference and All-District pick. Scarborough is a two-time All-State and three-time All-District selection. And Blythe is a four-time All-Conference and All-State athlete. The four student athletes will join the Bearcat softball program for the 2014 season.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 41-26. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney, 14:46 to play. Northwest comes out of the timeout with Timber Sheffinger, Merritt E. Scott, Ashley Nelson, Ashley Fair, and Annie Matthews. Bearcats will also have the basketball. Checking into the lineup for Nebraska Kearney during the break was Queen Ohamara. And Fair will bring it up the floor with Lewis backpedaling in front of her. Over to the right side, down the sideline, near the corner, now picked up by Jones. Bounce pass into Matthews, kick back out there, top of the key, Nelson. Takes a pass left, dribbles with it toward the right. Now wanted to go back left with it, nothing there to Fair in the corner. Fair up to the wing with nine on the shot clock. Brings it top of the key, left side. Scott open, a three on the way. Rattles out. Rebound on the block, left side for Bree Levings. Levings gets it out to Jones. Jones then has it knocked away by Sheckinger, who dives after it but can't quite come up with it before it rolls out of bounds on that far sideline.
Needed just a little bit longer arms there to reach out after that one.
Nicole Arp checks into the lineup for Nebraska Kearney, taking the place of Ivy Jones. The inbound to Arp, out near the center circle, guarded by Merritt E. Scott. Works it over to the right wing for Lewis. Down to the baseline right, Zimmerman bumped, tried to get a pass inside, tipped away by Sheckinger, and again, she just can't quite get to it before it goes out of bounds. And another inbound for Nebraska Kearney, baseline left. Sarah Hicks, back into the ball game, will take the place of Laramie Lewis. And with 14:04 to go, an inbound for Nebraska Kearney. Hicks looking to inbound, has to lob it out to Zimmerman between the circles. Over to Art between the circles left. Guarded by Scott. Dribbles to the wing, spins, tries to go to Zimmerman. Sheckinger knocks it away, this time catches up to it. A two-on-two opportunity, now three-on-two over to the right for Scott. Scott shot blocked away, rebound Nelson, followed good off the glass for Ashley Nelson. It's 12 for Nelson, 43-26 Northwest. Now a pass ahead again, tipped away, and it goes off of Timber Sheckinger. The official initially signaled Northwest basketball, but then taps himself, says, my bad, it's Loper ball. And, boy, Timber Sheckinger just all over the basketball.
Oh, she's been everywhere. She's doing a good job inside, going outside, and knocking the balls loose and going after, diving after loose balls. She's putting together a very good game.
Ivy Jones right back in the lineup. The inbound to Zimmerman right side, and she hits the shot. First points of the game for the leading scorer for Nebraska Kearney. And now Nelson with it on the left side for Northwest. 43-28 the lead for the Bearcats. 13:28 to go. On the left side, Sheckinger with it. Goes on the drive. Spins. Gets it out. Thayer. Left wing three. Good for Ashley Thayer. 10th three of the season for Thayer. Her first points today. Now Art loses a handle on it. The ball knocked away by Sheckinger off of Sarah Hicks. And this time, Sheckinger forces the turnover. She's been just so close on so many of them. She gets one here.
And also pulled down five rebounds to go along with four assists. Just being a very good defensive player. You couldn't ask for much more out of her.
Alexis Bay into the lineup, taking the place of Annie Matthews. 13:09 to go. Northwest Missouri State basketball. Bearcats up 46-28. Right side, Sheckinger into the corner for Scott. Out top of the key, Thayer, a three on the way. Good! Ashley Thayer with threes on back-to-back trips down the floor. And it's a 49-28 lead for Northwest. Long pass ahead on the right side for Hicks. Down to the baseline, double team, brings it out. Gets it to Jones, right wing. On to the left side, Arc. She'll put up a three-pointer. That one is good for Nicole Arc. And a timeout for Nebraska Kearney. 12:41 to play, 49-31. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the Lopers. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
At three, just before the timeout by Nicole Art, the first three of the game for Nebraska Kearney. 49-31, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead, 12:41 to play. Bearcats will also get the basketball out of the timeout. Arp will apply some pressure into backcourt as Thayer takes the inbound and will bring it up one-on-one against Arp. Still in the backcourt with it. Now across the timeline between the circles to Schechinger. Out on the perimeter. She gets a screen from Thayer down the right side of the lane. Loses the dribble. Knocked out of bounds by Arp. And it will belong to Northwest. So Thayer will inbound on the baseline right. Comes into Bay, out to the right wing for Scott. Scott into the corner. Thayer fakes on the three, drives to Scott, top of the key. She goes up with the runner from 10, too hard off the window. Rebound inside, knocked away from Schechinger, chased down by Thayer. Five on the shot clock as Thayer goes over to the right side, down to the baseline with two, and Bay tries the three that's blocked, so a shot clock violation by Northwest. It's the third one of the game for the Cats, and Nebraska Kearney gets it back. Ivy Jones will bring it up the left side of the floor. Thayer trying to go for the steal at midcourt, commits the foul. That'll be the third on Thayer. 15 foul against Northwest. Both teams have been called for five. 12:04 to play, 49-31 Northwest lead. Ivy Jones takes it in the backcourt, ahead to Arp on the right side, to the baseline Norman. She's double-teamed, bounce pass into Arp. Got it by Schechinger. She's through the lane, over to the left side for Hicks. Hicks has it knocked away from her, picked up by Merritt E. Scott. Scott stops just before midcourt, now across the line, over to the left side for Nelson on the wing. Inside to Bay. Bay, kick out. Nelson, left side, goes up with the three. It's off the front of the rim. Thayer with the rebound. Gets it out to Bay, now to the right side for Schechinger. Schechinger has it knocked away by Jones, and Jones gets the steal. One-on-one with Merritt E. Scott. Layup on the left is good for Ivy Jones. That's seven for Jones, 49-33 Northwest lead. Left side, Nelson with it in transition to Schechinger. Tried to kick it out, taken away by Hicks. Hicks with a two-on-one opportunity has Arp on the right side. Bounce pass to her, Thayer there, knocks it away but gets called for a foul. And that's going to be the fourth on Ashley Thayer. Sixth team foul. Two opportunities at the free throw line for Nicole Arp. Arp's first trip to the line this afternoon. She's 14 of 19 on the season. Her first free throw here is good. Hit the front of the rim and then the backboard and went. 4 points for Arp. And for Northwest Missouri State, Monique Stevens back on the floor along with Annie Matthews. And Arp will get a second free throw attempt as Laramie Lewis also checked back into the game for Nebraska Kearney along with Sydney Mullings, seeing her first action of the day. Second free throw good for Arp. 5 points for her, and it's a 14-point Northwest Missouri State lead. 11-10 to play. Right side with it is Merritt E. Scott out top of the key. Matthews pass to the left, taken away by Ivy Jones. Jones with a two-on-one opportunity over to the left for Mullings, who hits the layup. And for Mullings, that is her first points. Timeout Northwest. 10:57 to go. 49-37. Northwest Missouri State up, but Nebraska Kearney trying to make a run. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, healthcare, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
49-37, the Northwest women with the lead, but they have led by as many as 21 in this game. So a little bit of a run here by Nebraska Kearney. Northwest with the ball out of the timeout, just under 11 minutes to play. Stevens will bring it across midcourt for the Cats. Over to the left side, gets it on the wing for Nelson. Nelson inside to Alexis Bay. Bay with a dribble working against Norman. Kick out Nelson. Over to the left side, Stevens. Stevens on the drive. Up to Nelson, top of the key. She'll try a drive. Out to Stevens. Left wing three on the way. Good for Monique Stevens. Stevens with her first points this afternoon. Her sixth three of the season. 52-37, Northwest Missouri State. Now Norman on the baseline right. Goes up with a shot. Doesn't go. Rebound for Annie Matthews for Northwest. Matthews gets it out to Stevens, who will bring it up the floor for the Cats. Matthews with eight rebounds in this game to lead Northwest. And now a foul as Meredy Scott takes a pass on the right side. This will go against Nicole Art. That will be the second on Art. Sixth team foul against Nebraska Kearney. And back into the ball game for the Lopers. Sydney Seeberger, the freshman out of Lexington, Nebraska, saw a little bit of time in the first half. Bay over to the left side for Stevens. She's got it on the wing. Guarded by Lewis. Top of the key for Scott. Scott, back left side, Nelson. Nelson gets a screen from Bay, gets it to her on the pick and roll. Bay with the dribble, double team. Now the ball grabbed onto by Sydney Mullings and a held ball. We'll give it back to Nebraska Kearney. 9:59 to play in this one, 52-37. The Northwest women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
9:59 to play in the first half, 52-37. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney, and not a bad second half. I don't think it's been quite as good as that first half was, but still a pretty solid game overall for Northwest.
Yeah, I think maybe the biggest difference, Northwest has committed a couple turnovers in the second half that they would not like to make, but overall still keeping the lead, keeping a nice margin with Nebraska Kearney, and hopefully they can finish out the last half of this second half and cruise to the win.
Some pressure in the backcourt from Northwest as Nebraska Kearney brings it up the floor. Jones between the circles, dribbles over to the left side. Skips it across to the right. Lewis looks inside for Norman. Knocked away by Bay. And the loose ball goes right to Ashley Nelson. Nelson will give it up to Monique Stevens. Stevens will bring it across the timeline. Work it over to the right side for Scott on the wing. Scott, top of the key, Bay. Bay goes down the left side of the lane. Up with the layup. No good. Rebound underneath for Lewis. And Laramie Lewis will lead the break. Ahead to Jones on the right side. Jones stops. Jumper from 10. Too strong. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Matthews gets it out to Monique Stevens on the right side. Stevens across midcourt, goes to the left, tries to go to Nelson. It is tipped away by Ohamara, and it's picked up by Matthews, who is fouled from behind. That's actually Sydney Mullings. That'll be the first on Mullings. 17 foul. So Matthews should go to the free throw line, or is that just six? It is just six. So inbound for Northwest instead. Nelson to Scott in the corner, inside to Matthews. Matthews spins, goes up with a shot, draws the foul, and now she'll go to the free throw line. And just like that, Matthews draws back-to-back fouls on Sydney Mullings. She's got two, and it'll result in two free throw attempts for Annie Matthews.
Matthews having another solid performance, 12 points, 9 rebounds, and really took advantage of some good matchups inside in the first half.
First free throw off the back of the rim. Matthews came into the game, leading rebounder, averaging 7.5 a game, and also averaging 10 rebounds a game, so above both season averages so far. Matthews hits the second free throw, 15 points for her, and it's a 53-37 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 13 points for Matthews. Now with 9 minutes to play, pass over to the right side, and now inside, taken away by Alexis Bay. Bay gets it to Stevens. Cats will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline with it. Stevens gets it onto the left side on the wing for Nelson. Nelson inside to Matthews. Now over to the right side. Scott takes the shot. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out. And Lewis will chase it down for the Lopers. Gets it ahead on the left side. Drive by Mullings. Goes up with the shot. No good. Matthews with the rebound. That'll give her a double-double today as she gives it up for Stevens. And Stevens brings it up against Laramie Lewis. Stevens across the timeline with it. Gets it to the top of the key for Bay. Bay lobs it in for Matthews on the right side of the lane. Out to Bay. Top of the key, Stevens. Over to the left side. Nelson, a three on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. Third three of the game for Nelson. 15 points in the ball game for her. And a pass inside to Norman. She goes up with the shot after nearly losing the basketball. Hits it off the glass. That's eight for Norman. 56-39 Northwest lead. 7:52 to play in the ball game. Stevens with it out near midcourt for the Cats. Goes over to the left side for Bay. Bay near the sideline with it. Norman out there defensively to the top of the key for Stevens. Stevens over to the left for Scott. Scott on the drive, knocked away and taken away. Lewis with the steal. A two-on-one opportunity for Nebraska Kearney. Over to the left, Seaberger. Shot off the glass is good. Sydney Seaberger with her first points of the game. And it's a 56-41 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. 7:24 to go. Stevens between the circles, over to the left side for Nelson. Nelson fakes a pass into Meredith Scott, top of the key to Bay. Now to Scott on the left wing. Over to the right side, Matthews just inside the arc. She'll bring it to the top of the key with a dribble to Bay. On the arc, right side, into Nelson cutting through, up with a shot, and an offensive foul called. Very little contact there, and it took Laramie Lewis a few seconds to fall to the ground, but she did get the charge call. And for Northwest, official coming over to the sideline, or one of them anyway. That'll be the second on Nelson. 17th foul, so an inbound now for Nebraska Kearney with 7:04 to go. Timber Schechinger back into the Bearcat lineup along with Maggie Marnin. Arp with it in the backcourt for Kearney. Across the timeline, left side to Zimmerman. Now back to Arp. Arp over to the right side. Gets it on the wing for Levings. Back to Arp. Starts a drive, cut off. Down to the baseline, Zimmerman. Drive along the baseline. A pass goes up high. And a jumper in for him from 10 feet out for Sarah Hicks. That's six for Hicks. 56-43. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Now 6:38 to go. Stevens across midcourt. Between the circles. Over to the right. Gets the screen from Schechinger. Now brings it out top of the key. Nelson. Nelson on the drive. Down the lane. The one-hander is good for Ashley Nelson. 17 for Nelson. 58-43. Northwest Missouri State. 6:19 to go. Pass ahead on the right side for Hicks. Skip across to the left side. Gets it to Levings. Now down low into Ohamara. She goes up with a shot off the front of the rim. Rebound fought for down low. Held ball. Marnin, Schechinger, and Zimmerman, each with their hands on the basketball. And the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State.
Northwest still doing a good job going after loose balls, tying up the Lopers. And, again, it's paying off with, especially this time, you get the ball off the possession arrow again.
Inbound comes to Monique Stevens. She'll clear it out and bring it up one-on-one with Nicole Arp. Started quick, now hesitates, and crosses the timeline with the walk between the circles. Over to the left side of the wing for Marnin. Onto the right, Arp gets the steal as Marnin tried to get it back over to Stevens. Arp across the timeline. Onto the right side for Levings. Levings will get it to the wing for Arp. Skip across between the circles, left Hicks. Hicks will bring it over to the sideline. Now to Arp between the circles. Arp puts it on the floor with Stevens out there defensively. Gets the top of the key, Zimmerman. She'll try to go down the right side of the lane. Skip a pass to the baseline left for Hicks. Hicks back to the free throw line. Nearly taken away. Levings comes up with it. Goes up with a shot. Knocks it down from 12. 5 points for Reed Levings. And it's a 58-45 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 5:19 to play. Stevens across midcourt. Over to the left side for Scott. Arity Scott onto Stevens on the right wing. Lobs it inside for Marnin. Marnin goes up with a shot, and it's good off the glass for Maggie Marnin. It's 10 for Marnin. Timeout Northwest. 5:05 to play. 60-45. The Northwest women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Bearcat Arena, 60-45. The Northwest Missouri State women hold the lead over Nebraska Kearney with 5:05 to play. And for the Bearcat women, solid performance really from the start. They scored the first 11 points of the game and really haven't looked back. They've had a couple of lulls, but nothing major.
And I think that's to be expected in a game. The main key, though, is if you just keep the pressure up and never let the Loafers get completely back in the game, and so far they've been able to do that.
Nebraska Kearney with the ball coming out of the timeout. Art will get it over to the right side on the wing for Levings. Now back to Art between the circles. Art down to the baseline left, Norman. Norman brings it up to the wing for Hicks. Skip across to Levings' right wing. Northwest in a 2-3 zone. They've switched into that a couple of times in this game. Over to Levings on the right side. 6 on the shot clock. Levings out to Art between the circles. Now to the left side. Hicks has to put up the 3. That one too strong. And a shot clock violation on Nebraska Kearney will bring us to a timeout. With 4:34 to go, it's 60-45. The Northwest women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 4:34 to play as the Northwest women try to remain unbeaten through their first two conference games, leading Nebraska Kearney 60-45. The Northwest women coming in with a 6-2 record, 1-0 in conference play. Nebraska Kearney 3-4 overall. They also won their conference opener Wednesday night. Northwest will have the ball against full court pressure. Timber Schechinger inbound to Stevens. The ball knocked out of bounds and a foul. While it is being knocked out of bounds, as Stevens was bumped on the side of the head by Shelby Zimmerman. That'll be the first on Zimmerman. And a 1-1 opportunity for Monique Stevens at the other end for Northwest Missouri State.
The key now just to hit free throws down the stretch. I imagine Nebraska Kearney will try to stop the clock as often as he can.
Front end of the 1-1 for Stevens is good. It bounced around a bit but fell, so she'll get a second opportunity. 4 points for Monique Stevens, who hit a 3 earlier in this half. 61-45 Northwest, and it'll stay that way. The second free throw in and out, and the rebound for Melissa Norman for Nebraska Kearney. Norman gets it out to Art. Now ahead into the right corner for Levings. Levings will skip it across to the left side. Hicks, guarded by Merity Scott. Hicks dribbling with it on the wing. Now it fires the dribble to Levings between the circles. Levings tries to go inside. Martin knocks it away. Nelson comes up with a loose ball. Cross midcourt, left side, tried to go ahead to Martin. The pass underthrown, taken back by Levings. Long pass ahead for Zimmerman. Layup on the right, good for Shelby Zimmerman. It's four for Zimmerman, 61-47, Northwest Missouri State. 3:58 to go. Stevens cross midcourt with Arp right there defensively. Now gets it over to Scott on the right wing. To Schechinger on the cut. Shot blocked away by Norman, who also knocks it out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound baseline right with 3:48 to play. Ivy Jones takes the place of Nicole Arp in the Nebraska Kearney lineup. And an inbound coming from Monique Stevens on the baseline right. Lob inside to Martin, out to Stevens, 16-footer on the way, in and out, won't go. Levings with the rebound for Nebraska Kearney. 3:40 to play. Over to Jones on the left side. She goes on the drive, collides with Martin, and an offensive foul on Ivy Jones. That'll be the second on Jones, both of them offensive fouls, and Northwest will get the basketball back with 3:37 to play.
Not a lot of doubt about that one. Jones, a little bit out of control, was watching her dribble and looked up and saw Martin standing right there. He was set for a long time at the collision there, and a pretty easy call for the officials to make.
Ball will come across midcourt. Stevens getting by Jones. Now out to Schechinger on the right wing. Schechinger will dribble toward the top of the key. Work it over to Martin. Now to Stevens. Stevens back up top Nelson. Nelson goes on the drive. Tried to go to Scott. She ducks under it, and it goes to Stevens. Out of the free throw line, Martin. Now to Nelson. On the drive, ball knocked away. Rolls out to Schechinger. Four on the shot clock. Schechinger tried to go to Nelson. It's underthrown, taken back by Jones. Jones with a two-on-one behind the back pass. Touch from Hicks over to Zimmerman. And the shot off the glass, good for Shelby Zimmerman. Six for her, and it's a 12-point game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 2:55 to go. Across the timeline comes Stevens. Brings it over to the left side. Onto the wing. Inside to Martin, comes down with it, takes a couple of dribbles. Zimmerman tried to come down and get the steal on the help side. Instead, she'll pick up the reach-in foul. And for Shelby Zimmerman, that's her second. It's a 10th team foul, so two opportunities for Maggie Martin at the free throw line. Annie Matthews back in the Bearcat lineup, taking the place of Meredith Scott. So Martin steps to the line for the first time today. She's 15 of 18 at the free throw line this season.
Maggie Martin shooting two for the Bearcats.
2:44 to go, 61-49. The Northwest women with the lead. Martin averages 9 points a game for the Cats, and her first free throw goes. Kind of rolled around the rim a little bit before falling in. And a second free throw attempt coming up for Maggie Martin. That one is up, and nothing but net. So 12 now for Martin, 63-49, Northwest Missouri State with a lead, and they get a steal on the inbound. Stevens over to the right for Nelson. Back out to Stevens as the Cats will work some clock here with 2:36 to go. 63-49 their lead as Stevens works it over to the right wing. Now down to the baseline, into the lane, out to Schechinger left side. Up to Nelson, fires it down to Matthews, spins. Schechinger left corner three on the way, good! Timber Schechinger with 9 points. Her 12th three of the season, and it's a 66-49 lead for Northwest. Levings in the right corner. Out to the wing, Hicks. Steps inside the arc, knocks down the jumper. Sarah Hicks with 7 points in the ball game. And Nebraska Kearney will take a timeout with 2:10 to go, 66-51. The Northwest women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. And you feel kind of safe with this lead, but we did see the Northwest men with 3 minutes to play, up by 10. Now, this is a little bit bigger lead and a little bit less time, but one thing we have seen out of Nebraska Kearney is they have not given up.
No, they certainly haven't, and they've run the fast break pretty well when they've had some transition opportunities. So Northwest really needs to limit those by limiting turnovers, continue to do a good job on the boards, and just not let the Lopers get into the fast break situation. That's really been where they've had the most success. When they've been forced to run their offense, they've had some troubles, and Northwest continues to play some pretty good defense. So I think the big key right now, limit turnovers, and most likely you'll see some more fouls trying to stop the clock, and Northwest will just have to go to the free throw line and continue to knock down some free throws.
And that's the one thing, is Northwest has shot free throws well this season, so you feel pretty comfortable with the situation they're in, having to go to the free throw line to try to maintain a lead.
Yeah, just can limit the turnovers, and I think Northwest can look toward a pretty good ending to this one.
66-51, the Northwest women with the lead. Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City.
With Maggie Martin, Andy Matthews, Monique Stevens, Ashley Nelson, and Timber Schechinger. Nebraska Kearney out there with Ivy Jones, Sarah Hicks, Shelby Zimmerman, Laramie Lewis, and Melissa Norman. Inbound for Northwest to Nelson. Nelson avoids a couple of foul attempts, gets a pass over to Stevens. Stevens between the circles to Martin. Martin at the top of the key, onto the right side for Matthews. Matthews to the left for Schechinger. 1:55 to go. Now to the top of the key, Nelson. Over to the left side for Martin. Martin with 10 on the shot clock gets it top of the key. Matthews, right side for Nelson. Nelson over to the left on the wing. 4 on the shot clock. Out to Stevens. Stevens whips up the shot top of the key. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Andy Matthews.
Yes. I'm really surprised that the Lopers are letting Northwest run that shot clock down as far as they have. They really need to come out and start committing some fouls.
Nelson trying to drive. No foul calls there. Into the right corner. Stevens takes a three. It's too strong. Rebound for Shelby Zimmerman for Nebraska Kearney. 1:20 to play. Northwest up by 15. On the right side, Jones with it. Jones gets it into Zimmerman. Over to Norman. Shot on the left is good for Melissa Norman. So Norman now with 10 points in the ball game and another timeout for Nebraska Kearney. They're taking timeouts like they're trying to win this game. But like you said, I was a little bit surprised, too, that not only just letting the shot clock run down once, but when Northwest got the offensive rebound, they waited a little bit there, too, instead of committing a foul right away.
Yeah, about 40, 45 seconds run off the clock of that trip down the floor, and that was huge right now when you're trying to get back in this game. Northwest is led by double digits throughout a lot of this contest, but still, the Loafers are taking some timeouts trying to do what they can to get back in, but they really can't afford to let Northwest run the clock the way they've done.
66-53, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. They did hold a 21-point lead earlier in this half. We haven't seen the lead get inside double digits for Northwest in the second half. And full court pressure now coming from Nebraska Kearney. Ashley Nelson will inbound it with 1:13 to go. Comes into Stevens. Stevens, double team out near the sideline, and she falls to the floor. Zimmerman reaches in, gets a held ball, and a possession arrow will give it to Nebraska Kearney. 5 seconds came off the clock. Now Jones to inbound for the Lopers. Looking in front of her own bench to inbound it. Does so to Zimmerman. Zimmerman goes on the drive. The runner too strong. Schechinger knocks the rebound out of bounds, but it is off of Melissa Norman. So it'll go to Northwest Missouri State with 1:04 to go. The inbound comes to Stevens. Stevens with it in the backcourt. Gets around Ivy Jones. She tries to reach around to knock it away. She gets called for the foul. That'll be the third on Ivy Jones. It's the first one on the defensive side for Jones. Her other two have been offensive fouls. And Monique Stevens will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's one of two from there. Those attempts coming just a couple of minutes ago. First free throw off the back of the rim a couple of times and no good. 66-53, Northwest lead with a minute to play. Second one for Stevens, also off the back of the rim. Norman with the rebound. Outlet goes to Art, ahead on the right, Jones. She'll take a three in front of her own bench, and it's good for Ivy Jones. Just her third three of the season, 10 points for Jones. Northwest with the basketball, now up by 10. Schechinger with it in the backcourt. Across the timeline, fouled by Jones, no call, hands it to Stevens. Stevens between the circles, now ahead to Scott on the left wing. Scott backing out between the circles. Wolpers are trying to get a trap, but not real aggressive, trying to commit a foul, as now they get one here. Nicole Art called for her third.
And again, quite a bit of time ran off the clock before the foul was committed.
Meredith Scott to the line to shoot two. She's 20 of 22 from there this season. First trip to the line today for Scott, who has 5 points in the game. And her first free throw is off the front of the rim. I talked about feeling pretty good about the Cats hitting free throws, but they've missed a few here. Scott will have a second one. It's a 10-point lead with 36 seconds to play. Second free throw is good for Meredith Scott. 6 points for her. The inbound to Art. She brings it across midcourt with Stevens there defensively. Arp on the drive. Pass over to Norman. Shot by Norman. Blocked away by Martin. Martin, triple team, gets it out to Stevens. Now Stevens across to Nelson with 22 seconds to go. Nelson backs up, and it looks like Nebraska Kearney will let Northwest dribble out the time.
Over to Stevens. The Bearcats up 67-56. And the Cats are going to move to 2-0 in conference play to start the year. As the time runs down inside of 5 seconds, Monique Stevens continues to dribble. Picks up the dribble and time runs out. 67-56, our final score. The Northwest women move to 7-2 on the season, 2-0 in the MIAA. And for the Kearney Lopers, they fall to 3-5 overall and 1-1 in conference play. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, where the Northwest women win it 67-56, the final score. Back water here along with John Coffey. And John, just think of closest to a 40-minute basketball game we've seen from Northwest so far.
Oh, no doubt about that. Maybe a few too many turnovers in the second half, but the first half was just about as good as you could possibly expect. They opened up with some strong defense, turned those into points. I opened up an 11-0 lead, and really, for the most part, never let Nebraska Kearney get back in the ball game, and just finished up in fine fashion. So maybe a little bit of a lull there in the second half, but overall, you have to feel good about this, and also feel good about the fact that two games into the conference season, you're 2-0.
And Northwest, not only maybe turning it over, 14 turnovers in the second half, but they never let Nebraska Kearney get that lead back into single digits. So even though they had one area of the game where they weren't playing real well, not taking care of the basketball, they still played well enough in other areas of the game to be able to maintain a double-digit lead.
Yeah, and that's an important thing. Once you build that double-digit lead, never let your opponent really whittle it down to single digits, and they were able to keep it at a double-digit way. And, doing it with some good defense, hitting some timely shots in the second half a couple times when it looked like Nebraska Kearney might be able to put together a bit of a run. Northwest came down, hit a big three, and that really was the momentum turner there, and they were just able to hold on and pick up the win.
67-56, the final. The Northwest women with the win over Nebraska Kearney. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about celebrating successes at Northwest.
What a neat time of the year. You know, everybody's ready for the holidays and really celebrating and giving thanks. We talked about giving thanks last week. But at Northwest Missouri State University, John, so many good things to really reflect upon, step back and say, thank you, and it's thanks to our students, our faculty, our staff, our community members, not just Maryville and Northwest Missouri, but it's really our alumni association and our alumni network throughout the world that all interplay. And just a couple of recent examples, John. One is we're rebranding ourselves, looking at our graphic interpretations and looking at ways that we can talk about Northwest and use of Bobby Bearcat, et cetera. And we've had so much input from our community about that, and we're moving ahead in the near term in terms of rebranding. You look at the success of KZLX, our college radio station, and the national awards they've had. You look at the work of Dr. Michael Rogers, computer scientist who has worked with our students to develop iPhone applications, and Jackie Lamer, who has worked with the city, actually, and really trying to look at how to market Mozingo in a different atmosphere. So many good things. I even should have mentioned the American Royal Livestock Show, where, you know, our bull from our ag students received Grand Reserve Champion status. So many positives out there, John.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, where the Northwest women come up with a win 67-56 over Nebraska Kearney. And, John, the Extra Effort Award today going to a player ended up with a double-double in the ball game.
Yeah, Annie Matthews ends up with a total of 13 points, pulled down 11 rebounds, and she's very efficient offensively, 6 of 11 from the field, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Also ended up with 2 steals on the day as well. So solid performance by Matthews, and just solid performance all around for Northwest as well. But Danny Matthews, our Extra Effort Award winner.
Leading scorer this afternoon was Ashley Nelson. She finished with 17 points, had 4 assists and 4 steals as well for the Cats. 12 points and 5 rebounds for Maggie Marnin as well. On the other side for Nebraska Kearney, a couple of players with 10 points apiece, both Ivy Jones and Melissa Norman. Norman also pulling down 13 boards to get the double-double for Nebraska Kearney. But the Northwest Missouri State women moving to 7-2 on the year, 2-0 in the MIAA with a 67-56 win over Nebraska Kearney this afternoon. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided, located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.